Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I see how powerful it sounds. A tyrant, you know what that means? All these wicked rulers, those days, and I think some of them have happened in recent times, that will tell you to deny defeat or you die. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's what he's just saying here. And they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. Next part. But one by one they choose to die. The Son of God they will not deny like a great angelic choir sings. I can almost hear their voices ring. Next part. Now when the years have come and the years have gone, and the course of Jesus still goes on, now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Are you seeing how powerful it is? Are you seeing how powerful these verses are? Hallelujah.
Glory!
Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
Do they seem powerful?
Yes, sir.
Then give me the chorus that you all know. The chorus. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance. I mean, this is a beautiful song, isn't it? It's a beautiful song that many of you probably sang. And I used to sing it too. Alright? You know, sometimes if you want to sing it now and you remember the story, you are wondering if you should sing it. But you can't deny the fact that the words are not his words, they are the words of Jesus. They are very powerful words. Like I said, restrict movement so that you hear me. The realm of the spirit is like egg. If you miss, if you are distracted, you just miss everything. All right? So please, carefully listen to me. Because as we are here, Satan truly wants you not to understand what I'm saying. Are we together? With all these beautiful lyrics and all these things he said, I believe the day he was saying these things, he meant every word he said. Are you aware?
Yes, sir.
Church, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I don't feel you are alive. Everybody stand up. It's as if they put Eba in the atmosphere. You are going to walk to five people and give them a high five and tell them Jesus loves you. Not around you. Move around. Everybody move around. Make sure it's five. High five. Some people just stood one place. Now, when we are done, all of you that stood one place, move around. Before I call you, move around. All of you that stood one place, move around. I'm watching. I know you people, your names. They know themselves. Alright. Do you feel alive, love? If you're happy and you know, jump one time. Some people are too heavy. You must jump in this church. You must jump. If you're happy and you know, jump one time. If you're happy and you know, jump one time. If you're happy and you know, and you really want to show. If you're happy and you know, shout glory. It's like some of you didn't want to jump because of your wigs or something like that. Amen. Whether it will fall off or something. That's why I said the next one we should shout glory. Alright, you can be seated. At least now you are sounding like church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you here now?
Every demon, check out.
All right, now I feel alive. So, like I said, you see, when I even came here, like I said, I sense a very weary atmosphere. And some may think it's because of problem. It's not problem that make people weary alone. Are we together? And you're going to see it as we teach. So the singer, such a wonderful singer, those days, wrote these beautiful, powerful lyrics. For some of you just entering, let's read it again so that they see. Let's start from the beginning of the lyrics. And I want everybody to read together with me. Let's start. One, two, go. I've heard our Christian longing. You see that? You know, you kneeling before a wicked ruler and he said, renounce the name of Jesus and leave. Now he was singing that he heard. Alright? Next part. It then says, but... So this is a man who sat down and pictured death and chose martyrdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say as a singer? He pictured himself not rejecting Jesus and that he would rather die. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Next part of the song. Next part. Next part. Are these powerful lyrics? Can you imagine the person that wrote this, how he sat down, and you can imagine the atmosphere, how his heart was heavy, you know, writing this kind of powerful song. And after a while, you now heard that this person says he now works for the Church of Satan. And this is a reality. And this writer of the song, like I said, this is not me suggesting thoughts of condemnation towards even him. I'm using this to teach us something because it's public. He has renounced Jesus, the person that wrote the song. And he has chosen to follow Satan publicly. He declared he's gay. He's chosen to follow Satan. He renounced Jesus. After this kind of powerful lyrics, they look so powerful, isn't it? But when I looked at them closely, I still found that they are powerful. All right? But if this is how he just sees Christianity, without some very powerful understanding which really controls Christianity and determines, you know, make for somebody talking like this, then I'm not surprised. Now, I'll tell you why. I'm not condemning him, neither am I condemning anybody. I'll tell you why. There are many Christians who talk like this, who are ready. And it's not bad. This is not me saying it's bad. I mean, it's of course, will you not want rather die for Jesus than live for the world? These are very true words, all right? But there are two sides of revelation in Scripture. There are two sides of revelation. You know, I'm a computer scientist, even though I'm a pastor, and I like to use whatever I learned in school in terms of programming to explain this sometimes. That most of you here know a website, you know, that you use for something, one or two websites. You know, mention any website, you know, anybody. Somebody says Sportybet. Okay. People know different websites. Amen. I thought I heard Sportybet and the rest. There's Coursera. Mention. Those days, who knows what they call WAP3.com? Some of you don't know. It used to be popular. Can you remember Ninja Loaded? Sense, you know Ninja Loaded? You were born that time. Okay, it's still popular, that's why. But what of Warp Trick, do you know? Gen Z generation, you know Warp Trick. Now, this popular website, if you go there, you can interact with the interface, right? What is at the front? At some point, you can even put your login, isn't it? Right? Like BSU website, you can put your matric number as your username. You can now put your password, your desired password. And you enter into the space to see more information, isn't it? Do you know there are programming languages that make sure that we see whatever was seen on the outside? They call them front end. And there are others that control the effectiveness of what happens on the outside. They call them back end. I will get on trying to explain. So if you don't understand the back end programming language, whatever you design at the front will not work. It will be useless. More like skeletal and the skin of human beings. Alright? So without the skin, does the skeletal work? Without the skeletal, will the skin work? Alright? You know, that's how it works. Even in scriptures, there are some revelations, there are some things you see, alright, that is from God's word. But you are not supposed to see them until you've seen and understood God's word in a certain light. Take for instance what I'm trying to say. Look at it carefully. Now let's see Romans chapter 6 from verse 4. Can I have this in the alright. Let's just read it in the NKJV. Everybody want to go. Therefore, if we are buried with him through... Can we read together, church?
Yes,
or you want to jump again?
Yes,
now give me this in the NLT's rendition. NLT. One, two, read. Hold on. Let's see it in the TPT's rendition. There's something I want to show you. One to go. You know, why I chose this version after we read two versions? It's because I want you to understand what the baptism means there. Alright? So let's read again. Sharing in his death by our means that we were what? And what? So that and the reason why I started reading here is because of what the Bible had said in 2 Peter 1. So let's rush there. We'll come back here and you'll find the connection. Alright? Listen carefully. Let's read one to go. I hope you understand what you are reading. Let's read again small so that you catch it. Want to go. As a result of this, as a result of what? Read verse 3. Verse 3. Want to read? Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. Stop. Everything you need for life. Alright, for life firstly, and complete devotion, meaning everything you need to serve God well has been given to you. Everything you need to enjoy life has been given to you. That's what God is saying here. Listen again. Everything you need to enjoy life, money, wife, husband, children, good health has been what? Given to you. Now, everything you need to be able to serve God faithfully, without sin, without going back, has also been what? Given to you. That's what the Bible is saying there. It has been deposited in us by his divine ability, his divine power. And next part says, for all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. Now, how do you tap into these things he has given you for life and complete devotion to him? By knowing him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? By knowing him. And how will you know him? By the understanding of his goodness. The word goodness there is still grace. The understanding of his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. What is his goodness? In that he died for us. Was what? Buried for us. And what? Resurrected for us. So when we understand what Jesus did on Calvary, it will cause us to know God. And it will cause us to have everything we need for life. And everything we need for complete devotion to what? God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Jesus was unraveled. God was unraveled in Jesus at the resurrection. When he died on Calvary, firstly, remember what he said when he died. He said, it is finished. The deal is sealed. The root word in the Greek is called tetelestai. It means when you are done, more like a business term. If you are done sealing a business with an individual, you can say tetelestai. It is finished. I have no business with you again. We are finished. Jesus is like, everything it will need to pay for salvation, I've done it. That's why I shouted tetelestai on the cross. It is completely what? Finished. And when he resurrected, alright, he got fully revealed in the Father's glory. Remember, he came as Jesus in a body of humanity so that it would be possible for him to die for us, be buried for us, and resurrected for us. He came in our fallen nature. He didn't come in a glorious nature. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He came in the likeness of our sinful nature so that he can now destroy that sinful nature back to where it came from. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You're going to see that in a moment. In Romans 6, you'll see everything I'm saying now. Paul wrote them down. Are we together? He took them back there. Alright? And when he resurrected, he revealed the Father to us. So you see, the cross or the goodness of Jesus, which is captured in his death, burial, and resurrection, revealed the knowledge of the Father to us. And by that reason, that's what Paul is and Peter is explaining here in very simple terms. He said, everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him. And how do we know him? Knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through what? A glorious manifestation of his goodness. How was his goodness manifested? In his what? Death. In his what? Burial. And in his what? Resurrection. This glorious manifestation of his goodness caused us to know him. When he resurrected, he got revealed. He revealed the Father to us. And in knowing the Father through the finished work of Jesus, what happens to us? We now have everything that we will need for life, to enjoy life, and everything we will need to what? Serve God devotedly. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Salvation is full package. Everything you need to enjoy life, that's why the root word in Hebrew is sozo. So in Greek is soteria. It means wholeness. God did not save you in part, in bit. He saved you wonderfully. Adam lost enjoyment in Eden. It's true. Adam had everything he needed in Eden. He had food. He had wife. He had peace of mind. He had peace. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Then he had a connection with God Almighty. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? This is what Adam lost. Jesus did not come to give us salvation in bit, in part. No, he came to restore everything Adam lost. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Meaning he gave us the possibility for us to have a complete union with God and have complete devotion for God, and also everything we need like it was in Eden to enjoy life. Adam had all the food he needed. Remember? There was no lack in Eden. There were four streams, more than four streams of income for Adam. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? There were four rivers, alright, that were watching everything In the garden, there was no lack. Beautiful rivers. There was gold. There was everything Adam needed in Eden. He now told Adam to make sure that everything in Eden is extended to the whole part of the earth. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That was what Adam lost. He lost all of these beautiful things. And that's what Jesus, the second Adam, the Bible calls him 1 Corinthians 15, the second Adam. This is what Jesus has come to restore to us. That's why you see that the Bible said everything for life and for everything for what? Complete devotion to God. Now see the next part of scripture. Verse 4, which is our focal point. It then says, verse 4, and as a result of this, he has given you magnificent what? Promises that all that are beyond all price. These promises are beyond all price. It says, so that through the power of these tremendous, there's power in this promise. Are you listening to me tonight? Through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature of God, by which you have escaped. So when we teach you these promises, like I'm doing today now in church, as we are teaching you the word of God, what will happen? You will experience partnership with God's divine nature. Alright? The escape is not you running. Now, immediately you experience partnership with God's divine nature, by default, the nature will cause you to what? To be escaped from the corruption of the world. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh my goodness. I don't think you do. Now, how many of you know about this shipping trunk, they call it, or be whatsoever. Whatever you put on your waist so that you will not be able to be drowned in any water. River. Huh? Life jacket, right? Whatsoever. There's one that is like tire. What do you call that one? Tire saver. Alright. Amen. What's the name? Tube. Okay, you can sit down. It says tube. Alright. That one too can save you, isn't it? Then life jacket too can save you. It's really life jacket. I think they should call this one life tube too. Amen. If you have that thing, you will not sink. Right? Now, what will make sure you don't sink in water? Is it your desire? Oh, I mean, courage is saying, I have conviction. I don't know how to swim, but I know I will not sink in water. If you are not speaking based on God Almighty, you will sink. In fact, sometimes God will just say, come and meet me in heaven. You are too foolish. Because he has given you everything for life. Who told you that the person that got the idea to create life jacket got it from the devil? Are we fishes? Were we designed to live in water? That's why you need a life jacket. Thank God it's not called death jacket. It's life jacket. If you want to be alive, get the jacket. Only fishes can swim. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And if you can swim too, thank God for you. But we're not designed to swim. But it's good you learn how to swim, eh? But that's not your primary responsibility. Say, man is created to swim. No. Are you all hearing me tonight? Now imagine you have so much, you are optimistic that when you enter into any water body, you will not drown. Imagine. You have a good desire. I will not drown. I know what I'm talking about. If you enter, will you drown? You will die. I bet you. Why? Because you don't have life jacket and life tube. Me, I've added life to it. You can call it whatever you want to call it. Now, what if I give you life tube or life jacket? And you are wearing it on and you fall inside any water body? Will I start crying? Hey, oh, my God. Oh, I will not cry. Because you have what? Life jacket and life tube or life tube. So I'll just take my time and come and pick you. But if you don't have it, you will drown. The Bible is saying God has given us his divine nature. And because of his life jacket, divine nature, we will not sink. We will not drown. He said we have escaped completely the corruption that is in this world through us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So why will you escape? Is it because you did something nice or you wish not to escape? But because you have his divine nature. Yes, sir. If you don't have his divine nature, you will not escape. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? It is his divine nature that is the guarantee that you would escape. So you may have a desire. I don't want to. Oh my God, now we're there. I don't want to sin. Lord, I don't want to sin. I love you. I will seek to honor your command. I will die for you. I'll be martyred for you. Do you have a life jacket? Are you a partaker of his divine nature? You see, if you don't understand these promises, you may be saying big things in Christianity and cannot live them. Because it is the knowledge of these promises that would... Now, I told you two kinds of knowledge. You are saying this other knowledge. I will not do this, God. I will serve you. I will die for you. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. I tell you, the slightest attempt of Satan to you as temptation, you run for your life. Because faith does not come by reading stories and wishing you can live for God. Faith comes by hearing the revelation of Jesus. That's the back end knowledge that determines the front end manifestation of life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you're living well for God, if you are living devotedly for God, there is a knowledge you should have had that is causing for you to live devotedly to God. It is the understanding of the finished work of Calvary. The Bible says when you understand that finished work, it will cause you to know God, and it will cause you to have everything for life and everything it will take to serve God what? Devotedly. Because of course, at this point, you are already a partaker of his divine nature. You already have his divine nature. And because of that, you have escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. But if you only just sit down and wish without the knowledge, you're actually wasting your time. It will only end as a fairy tale. It will end in your desire there. It will never become a manifestation. Lord, I wish I can sin. I wish I cannot. I mean, you cry sometimes, God, I want to live for you. I will die for you. I mean, if you don't have this knowledge, you'll still fall a prey to the devil. It's not by wishing. And that's why Jesus came as a wonderful leader and a wonderful God that he is, to give us everything we need for life and godliness. You will wish to live right and not live right until you know Christ Jesus. You wish. There are many people, I told my wife one time, I said, I don't believe human beings hate God naturally. There are many people who are living in sin out of frustration. You know what I mean by out of frustration? They've tried to live for God. They could not. They now say, okay, let me be real. Let me accept who I am. So they accepted who they are according to them. What do they say as themselves? Their inability to live for God, now they accepted it as their very nature. As their nature. They said, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I can't live this kind of life. This is the kind of life I'm designed to live. And they went back to wherever they are coming from. Club, blah, blah, blah. And they are living for the devil. Because they've written themselves off. You know Satan? He's called the accuser of the brethren. If he find any little space, he will convince you. He will convince you wrongly about yourself. Like Blessed Mice Moreau will say, he said the greatest crisis on the earth is not any crisis in any nation. It's identity crisis. People are living the way they live because they have a wrong identity about themselves. They have a wrong revelation about their identity, I mean. If you know yourself wrongly, you will live wrongly. The manifestation will be wrongly, will be very wrong. Why are you eating rat today? Because you are a thief man. There are some people that think eating rat is very odd. Say you eat rat, God forbid. But the thief man licks his mouth when you call rat. You are saying God forbid. The Fulani man licks his mouth when you say milk. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? There are certain tribes that eat certain things. One of the first times I came to Benue State, I saw frog. They were selling frog. I couldn't believe it. While I did my face like this because I almost wanted to vomit, I saw somebody carrying it from the tree and biting the leg, and it was like, woo, tastes so great. That's, you know, from the same, there's this saying that says, one man is another man. Why did you like this, the way you are fine? It's like you eat frog, bah? Queen. Let me take you. You eat frog. Oh my God. Now stand up, let the church see you. Just start. I'm not trying to condemn you. People eat it. My mother eats something that is very odd. One black worm. My mother likes it very well. One day she said I should buy it for a while I'm coming back. I shouted, God forbid. Because I can't imagine myself eating it. But that's my mother's favorite meat is that worm. There's a name she used to call it. Gyom, something like that. Now, turn, let this church see how beautiful you look. Can you turn around? See how beautiful she look. This lady is eating frog. You can sit down. Sit down. That is not me condemning her, because even if I'm done now, if they give her after this service, she'll still eat. She no send anybody. You see, she grew up. She was taught. Now, as she grew up, they trained her. The mother did not see it as a sin. As the mother bites, she said, "My baby, take." It's only natural for her to eat the frog because of where she's coming from. I'm not saying other tribes don't eat frog, but I'm saying it is particular with a certain tribe. I think especially with the Tiv people. The Idomas, they know them for Okoho. Isn't it? Why are you an Idoma person if you are not eating Okoho? Is it a coincidence that almost every Idoma person likes Okoho? The parents will train them. Their father likes Okoho. Their great-grandfather likes Okoho. Everybody has been Okoholized. Everybody in that lineage. It's not a coincidence. They train them like that. The Fulani man likes his cow. At a point, they are thinking, in fact, some of the Fulani people, some of them, because we are seeing that some of them are converting to Christianity. Some of them believe that cow is equivalent. Is it equivalent? Sorry. More than even human life. You kill a cow, they come and kill a human being. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They were trained to think like that. You that is normal, that your brain is normal, it has not been affected. Can you see cow as equivalent to any human being? But their brain has been deactivated. Yes, this is their own. We have to take it more special. It has been deactivated. A normal human being cannot think like that. Over one cow, you kill like 10 human beings. But they were trained like that. They were trained. You know, one time an intelligent woman was on national TV saying, "We Fulanis, we see cows as important as human beings." She went to school. And she's saying, you see, she couldn't beat culture. Her education could not subdue culture. No matter where you find a thief man, whether Oxford, if you bring rats, he will excuse whatever he's doing. Whether Oxford, if you bring pocho, he's about to take a lecture in Oxford University. And they say you have 5 minutes to go and rest. And he sees pocho, he will digest it well. And in fact, that lecture will be the best yet. You see, it's in their nature. Are you listening to me? That's what I'm trying to explain. You see, when they begin to tell you all those kind of things now, you know, Satan, that's how he behaves. You go and you've seen a particular sin. Satan identifies you by that sin. That's not who you are. We were designed in God's image and what? Likeness. Now, Adam ate from the wrong tree. Listen to me carefully. As he ate from the wrong tree, immediately he disobeyed. Let's call it disobedience. Immediately he disobeyed God and ate from the wrong tree. Satan lied to him. Because when you break the edge, the serpent what? Strikes. Anytime you disobey God, or anytime you sin against God, you pave a way for Satan to lie to you. Now, when Eve did that, when Adam did that, Satan now said they are naked. He made them to, he started putting thought in their heart that suggested that they were naked. To be naked there means useless. Are you guys get what I'm trying to say? Worthless. Stupid before God. Immediately they heard the voice of God in the cool of the day. It was a culture to always talk with God. They ran and hid themselves at the back of trees. And God said, "Adam, where are you?" And he said, "I am naked. I can't stand before you." He felt worthless. He couldn't stand before God. God asked him a question. He said, "Who told you you are naked?" Now, God did not wait for the next question because he knows. He didn't wait for the answer. Before he asked the next question, he knew how the pattern works. If you disobey me, Satan will lie to you. He now said, "Have you eaten from the tree that I told you not to eat from?" That's the only way that Satan can have the privilege to lie to you. If you do what I say, don't do. That's the only way. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So anytime you sin, Satan lies to you about your identity. Anytime you do what God says you should not do, Satan lies to you about your identity. He said, "Who taught you?" He now said, "I know where it comes from. Have you eaten from that tree I told you not to eat from? Have you eaten from that tree?" Now immediately you do what is wrong, Satan lies to you. Now the day you slept with that person, he now started calling you a fornicator. Instead of living, and you know, the end of what Satan is initiating in your heart, This pot of condemnation, the end of it is so that you don't live where you are. You are stuck where you are. Immediately he tells you, I fornicator, you now say, okay, I accept it. This is who I am. I can never be better than this. He wants you to be limited in that place of sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Remember Adam. When he ate from the wrong tree and felt naked, he didn't want to encounter God again. He wanted to stay naked. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He wanted to stay naked. I told one of my friends, I said, God is not the one that drove Adam away from the garden. Adam rejected God. He felt rejected because he ate from the wrong tree. He condemned himself. You know, God can be limited. In the book of Psalms, the Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel. Because imagine God comes to you, you are running away from him. Anytime he comes to you, you are running away because Satan has lied to you about yourself. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, look at what God did when he left Eden. God said, okay. You see, it's not because God is wicked. God is trying to maintain the pattern. Alright? So, the moment Adam left Eden, before he left, God slew a lamb and covered Adam with the clothing of that lamb. Are we together? And told Adam to go. Painting a picture that Adam, the only way you come back to Eden is on the strength of the lamb. That before the foundation of the world, the Bible says a lamb was what? Slain. And who is the lamb that takes away the sin of the world? Jesus Christ. In other words, when we become Christians, when we receive Christ Jesus on the covering, on the strength of the covering of the Christ, we can come back to Eden. Now the Bible said, if anybody be in, he is a what? New creation. As Christians, we are back to Eden. Somebody is saying, where are the fruits? Where is this thing? Picture it in your spirit. When you picture it in your spirit, you see it in your life. Manifested. Now let me prove to you, if Eden was a physical location, where is Eden today? Huh? If Eden was a physical location, where is Eden? Hallelujah to Jesus. Everything that happened in the story of Adam and Eve is not literally the way it happened physically upon the face of the earth. It's a very deep revelation. Please listen to me carefully. Alright, the person that wrote Genesis was given birth in Exodus 2. That's Moses. Are we together? Now, if fruit can make somebody, because he was using that to teach us something about God. But listen, if actually it is like it is, the story happened the way it is, then Jesus' word is useless in the Synoptic Gospel. Because the Bible says, what a man eats, what gets into the mouth and the belly of a man does not have capacity to make a man unclean. In other words, if Adam truly ate apple, he would have excreted apple. And that's all. He would have not been a sinner. It is not apple that made Adam a sinner. Why are you eating apple? If truly apple makes people to be sinners, why do you like apple? You think it's that easy? If apple is really a problem, who will survive? Everybody has eaten apple. So why are you eating the forbidden fruit? The Bible never told us that Adam ate apple. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We just chose apple. Felt like this fruit is the beautiful of them all. Are you guys here tonight? Are you understanding what I'm trying to teach you? So it is not like literally it happened the way we saw it in Genesis. Alright? There were two trees. God now said, these two trees. What are trees? In scripture, the Bible calls Jesus the tree of life. So, in other words, he was speaking spiritual language. Because the person that wrote Genesis was given birth in Exodus 2. That's Moses. How did Moses travel through time backward and wrote Genesis? It was in dreams and visions. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Types and shadows. It must be allegories. So tree there represented Jesus. The tree of life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Simple. It's the truth. And you should just leave it at this basic part of it. We should not go so deep in it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And you know, I was teaching one of my friends one time. I said, the devil is not snake. I said, Pastor, what do you mean by that? I said, Satan is not snake. Because if Satan is snake, God will not tell us to be gentle as doves and wise as serpents. That's what Jesus said. He said, be gentle as doves. He said, yet be wise as serpents. If Satan is snake, why will he tell us to be as wise as Satan? That's why renewal of the mind is very important. I personally, after teaching you this, I don't want to have snake as a pet. After this sermon, I still will never accept snake as a pet. After this sermon, I don't want you to bring snake close to me. But I'm still going to show you from God's word that Satan is not snake. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But don't bring snake to me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's my own choice. I don't like snake. I don't want to eat snake. Let my generation not eat snake. In fact, I don't want to ever see snake again. Even after today. But I'm trying to make you understand that Satan is no snake. You know, one time I was talking to a lady, and behind her, those days, when I said I was talking to a lady, you said, "Ah, Pastor, how many ladies were you talking with?" Well, I will break this to you in the future. I now saw on a video call their wallpaper. There was a snake. I said, "What did I just see there?" He said, "Nothing." Knowing my kind of person, Nan showed me. It was a beautiful snake as wallpaper. I said, Are we okay? As in, is it that God, now I'm seeing what God is saying? This lady has been sent. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? To end my ministry. How can a serpent be at your back as wallpaper? Could it be that? Could it be a God? She's worshipping it. My God. Laviata has come physically to me. I said, who casts serpent as wallpaper? Say, no, it's not a problem, Pastor. I say, not a problem. I say, remove that demonic thing. Say, no, I like it. I say, Jesus Christ, you like snake. We were talking, my heart is not in the talk. I couldn't wait to end the call. Let me tell God, who is this person? But, you know, I still knew that I didn't find anything in my heart that said that was a demon. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So I was not wondering. I started opening my Bible to study. Is snake serpent? Is Satan not working with the spirit of... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And when I checked vividly, I found out Jesus said, be as wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. I said, what? And I found out that Satan was never called, God never called Satan serpent. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? In the beginning, the Bible said the serpent was more what? More like the most cunning. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So Satan decided, like my friend would say, to move in the attitude of a serpent. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And he learned that from God. He learned that from God's wisdom. God's wisdom is embedded in a snake. God's wisdom, I'm teaching deep now, but I pray people don't get me wrong. God's wisdom is embedded even in a pig. It was God that created lion. It was God that created pig. When we look at pig, what we see there, if you just see Yamgyo and that's all, you missed it. That's why some people are eating pig and they don't worship God. Because if you look at pig very well, you can even see God in pig. And some people are saying, Pastor, stop that rubbish. Don't go there. Now, calm down. Calm down. I will show you. Pig is not just meat. Look at the attitude of a pig. Pig can swallow any poison and not die. Any amount of poison, pig will not die. It is the only animal that captures that ability of God. That God is a light so shining. And in him, there is no trace of darkness. That no matter what happens around God, it does not affect God. No matter what pig eats as poison, it will never be poisoned. It will still be normal. The poison will be neutralized because of the oil. Somebody say the anointing. It's the only animal that models the anointing the way the anointing should be. That's why immediately Peter had a problem against pig. God said, me. He gave Peter an encounter. Peter, because of pig. All my same friends say, because of pig, other animals were saved, were sanctified. There was a matter with pig, and heaven rose up and gave Peter an encounter. Peter saw animals. The first one he saw, a pig. And he saw how that he killed the pig I was eating. He woke up from vision. He thought it was a nightmare. Because Peter naturally is against pig. He thought eating pig is a sin. And God, he said, God, I'm eating pig. He said, don't call any animal I've created unclean. Meaning pig is not what? Unclean. It is clean. I know you don't believe what I'm trying to say. No matter what pig eats, it is neutralized pig. You don't get what I'm trying to explain. Ragush. Any poison, you know, check it with sciences. I'm not trying to say rubbish. Any poison that entered pigs, it's neutralized. It doesn't become poison again. So the power of the poison dies before you started eating the pig. Now, we're talking about the divine nature of God. And how dare we not talk about pig? Because it has to do so much with the anointing. So is it when you look at a snake, all you are seeing is... Then it will just... Green snake under green grass. All those kind of things. That's not it too. You know, you can just see a snake like this. Before you know, you see it here. Have you observed? You saw it here. Before you blink your eye, if your eye is not connected to that snake, if you are not looking to that snake, eyeballs to eyeballs. In one day, we're plugging mango in NDA. The soldiers had warned us in that area. And we climbed the tree. They didn't know. They were on duty. But we finished plugging. And when we came down, we encountered a black cobra. That's when the soldiers knew that we came. They were sleeping. We dealt with soldiers in NDA. And the cobra just stood like this. We were like three. So we just said, calm down. May nobody run. Yes. Calm down. We were going to run, but we were advising ourselves, no run. Mumu, no run. Calm down. 1, 2, everybody on your own. And guess what? This snake was so sharp. If you see how that snake was pushing us, the only reason why that snake did not touch anybody is because we spread. So he didn't know who to follow again. Snake, very fast. Very cunning. It knows when to time. It knows when to come. Like some of you that ever saw snake in your bedroom. Say, Pastor, don't say that. I don't want to imagine it. I see something moving under my bed. Pastor, please don't say that. You know, one time I was teaching somewhere, I said, what if that thing moving in your bedroom is snake? Somebody said, God forbid, I rebuke it. Many years in Remedias, there was a woman who woke up and a big cobra was behind her. Just beside her. She said her hand was feeling something cold. That it was so cold. And when she just woke up, she saw Jesus! And men entered. I didn't join the men, though. And they killed the snake. My uncle entered with his friends. They killed the snake. I was so surprised why the snake did not bite the woman. I think snake has one kind of thing I can't explain. But let's leave that side. Let's talk about the wicked side of snake. It knows when to time. It knows when to come. When did the snake come to Eve? Please follow me carefully. God told Adam, don't eat from that tree. It's the wrong tree for now. Now, somebody may say this, and I'm trying to clarify this because some people became atheists because of this. Somebody said one time, he said, if God is good and is kind and he doesn't want trouble, why will he create a bad tree and be tempting us with bad trees? What's wrong with God? What's all that for? I said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not a bad tree. It's a bad tree for the moment. Please follow me carefully. I may not go so deep, and anyway I stop, I think I'm fulfilled. Let's see Hebrews 5 from verse 12. Because scriptures explain scripture. Are we together? For you should already be professors instructing others by now. Paul is speaking to a certain people in church who had been long in church but are behaving like toddlers in church. They are not taking up to responsibility. They are still reminding them for their rehearsals, their meetings. When they have meetings, they wouldn't show up and things like that. So Paul got offended at the point. He said, for you should be already professors instructing others by now. But instead, you need to be taught from the beginning, the basics of God's prophetic oracles. And he was shouting, you are like children still eating milk and not yet ready to digest solid food. Next part of scripture. Paul was offended. Now he now says, for every, now the emphasis, milk and what? Solid food. He said, for every spiritual infant who lives on milk is not yet pierced by the revelation of righteousness. Now he now substitutes solid food for the revelation of righteousness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? In the initial verse, he compared solid food and what? Milk. Now, instead of calling it solid food, he substituted it for what? The revelation of righteousness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, for every infant who lives on milk is not yet pierced by what? The revelation of righteousness. Next part of scripture. But solid food is for the mature, whose spiritual senses perceive heavenly matters. And they have been adequately trained by what they have experienced to emerge with understanding of the difference between what is truly excellent and what is evil and what harmful. Give me in the NKJV so that you see the words I'm looking for. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That is those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern the difference between what good and evil. Meaning if you understand solid food, if you have been pierced by solid food in the language of TPT, or if you understand the substitute now, the understanding of righteousness. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? What will you grow to become? You come to that point where your senses are what? Exercised, and now you can tell the difference between what? Wrongs and what? Right. Who is the revelation of our righteousness? Christ. Meaning when you know Christ, the theory of life, you will grow to a point by exercise, by everyday use and living every day, and resort to a point, come to a point where by default you now know the difference between wrong and right. In other words, as Adam keeps on eating from the tree of life, the day to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil will come. He will know the day. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? By the Spirit, it is the tree of life. It is a tree of the knowledge of good and of life that will groom you to become that person that can understand the difference between good and what? Evil. If you don't understand Christ, you will not, via the knowledge of Christ, go to that point that you can understand the difference between what? Good and evil. In other words, if you decide by yourself, Adam, God spoke to him. He said, the day you choose to eat from this tree, you will die. You should not be the one to choose. It is Christ that should teach you what is good and evil. It is Christ that should push you to go and eat from that tree. I wish you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Now, Paul pictured Eden and he was explaining something to us here. He said, if you understand the righteousness of God that you are in Christ by eating from the tree of life, these are allegories, remember. He said, you come to a point where you will know the difference between good and evil. Adam chose to eat from the wrong tree by himself. You know, he's just like a young child. Let me give an instance. A child of 13. Now thinking she understand life. You see your child of 13 with a boyfriend. She thinks she now knows what is wrong from right. And when you try to stop her, she gets offended at you. What is that? It is death. She has chosen the path of death. As a father now, you are feeling offended. You know this one has killed herself. Because she has not gotten capacity to know what she really deserves and what she doesn't deserve. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What does she know to know who is a good man and who is a bad man? As a father, you're already mourning her death. She has destroyed herself. And if she continued in that path and wouldn't listen to you as a father, she's finished. Adam, the day you eat from that tree, if you think you have gone to a point by yourself and eat from that tree, you will die. Because his eye has teared at the wrong time. What does it mean for somebody to say your eye has teared? It means you are claiming you know life when you have not gone to know life. The Lord give you understanding. It is very, very true. Alright, but this is the point I'm trying to make. Adam was told by God, don't eat from that tree, eat from life and every other tree that represented food. Eat from every other tree and eat from the tree of life. Man shall not live by but bread involved. So Adam was given the privilege to eat bread and eat the word of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And Adam gave Eve an instruction. God did not mind to tell Eve. He told Adam. Because God works with leadership. He works with what systems. If God has created a system, he's not going to come and give you an instruction. If he has told the pastor, he doesn't owe you any apology with not telling you. If he told Moses, he doesn't owe Israelite any apology. And that's the problem they had. Is it only through Moses that God speaks through? Remember, they came to that point. Why will you not come and speak to us? That's God for you. Now, if God told the man, he didn't think that he needed to tell the woman. The man has the assignment to tell the woman. Now, Adam told Eve, don't eat from that tree. Adam added something. Somebody said it was foolishness. I don't think it was foolishness. I checked the scripture carefully. You know, people like to leave it at law. I think you can beautifully explain it as law. But look at it carefully again. He said, don't even touch it. He added something. And I agree when people try to teach law from it. But I want to paint another picture from this. He said, don't touch it. Because if we say it's law, God too gave Adam law. If we call this one law, God too gave Adam law. Don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Is that not law? Adam said, don't even touch it. Meaning Adam is like, don't go close to it. Don't even touch it. God said, don't. Now Adam was fine. He was not close to it. He was not. Eve went close to it. Eve was touching it. And as she was touching it, Satan spoke to her. In other words, there are certain things you do. Alright? Do you know why Satan spoke to her? Not when she ate yet, but when she touched. Because Adam said, don't touch it. When she broke the edge, Satan started speaking. Because she has disobeyed God there. By disobeying her husband. The Lord give you understanding. Now Satan spoke to her. He said, why not eat it? Why not touch it? Why not blah blah blah? The point I wanted to make is that anytime God says don't do something, we think there's something beautiful there for us. That's the thing Satan will always be painting in our heart. You know, God said don't go to that place, don't do that thing, don't do that thing. You always think, even church sometimes give some kind of instruction. You will think there's beauty behind that, behind disobeying that instruction. Eve was wondering, this apple that they say we should not touch, and that's how the heart of a man is. Is that thing that said that they said you should not do, that you think there's beauty in doing it? What is in this apple? And Satan said to her, eat of it now. If eat of it, no, God said we will die. He said, no, you will not truly die. He said, what will happen is that your eye will open. You will now be seeing things like God. He said, Pastor Simon said we should not do this, we should not do that. I think there's something, Pastor Simon, it's trying to get us stuck. No. When you disobey a law of time, Satan speaks. And if you observe, it has happened to so many people. Even in a church setting, when God gives us the privilege to raise people, sometimes we give instructions like that. We give some instructions that can be quite disturbing. You get what I'm trying to say? And it is that, you know, when you don't trust the leadership and say, okay, let me try to inquire. If you try to inquire, you get an answer. And you truly get that answer from the devil. That was Eve's problem. She was trying to inquire. Why did they say we should not eat? What is really in this fruit? Blah, 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 blah. And when she ate, what happened? She did not die. Somebody wanted to say she died. She called her husband. Adam said, the tree God said we should not eat from. You have eaten from it. Say, honey, baby, my fish, big head. You know, I wonder if a lady calls a man big head, you see them smiling. But if a guy say big head, they will carry stone. You they mad? Now me they call big head. I mean, they look at a man of God like Pastor John and they say fish. They say hey, so nice fish. You know, I told you a story. I was talking to a lady many years ago and she said, see you fish. I said, is that a mistake? She said, no, it's just a romantic way of talking. I said, no, I'm not fish. Even in this romance, I'm not fish. Don't call me fish. And you see them. Now, Adam, and sometimes you have to understand before we close that Satan can give you wrong advice from the dearest people to your heart, good people. When I wanted to start ministry, my father and mother fought me. You know, when they say fight, they fought me. My mother used to lock me outside. Yes. It was when I shout that they want to kill me, Bat want to kill me, she will now open the door. She used to lock me outside. 1 a.m. I'm outside. Promise me you won't go again. I will not talk because I will go. The next day, to be looking like I will not go, before she knows I've escaped with my back. Coming back again knowing that I will be locked outside. My father disowned me not once, not twice. You have been disowned. Why? Because I chose to become a pastor. and I was disobeying certain instruction. Go and school outside. No. Become a military officer. No. Become this one. No. You have been disowned. Now, my dad wanted me to become that thing because he knew that there is money there. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But I understood purpose. I knew God didn't want me to be a military officer. I knew God didn't want me to become a medical doctor. In that, I'm not saying medical science is bad. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? I knew God didn't want me to leave because I actually wanted to become a doctor. It didn't just work out, you know, in this country. The problem was traveling outside the country. I refused. Now, he felt I was stupid. There are days you come into his room and give me good advice. You see, I know what I'm doing. You can become a pastor in UK. Do you understand? If it's pastoring, you can go to Russia. When you are done, you can now pastor there. It's no better when you pastor in Russia than pastor in Makurdi. I'll say, yes, sir. The next day, okay, are we going to sign the blah, blah, blah? No, sir. Why? God called me to Makurdi. Hi! He told my mother after one of the days. He said, my brothers have cursed my son. That's why I never wanted him to school in that place. They cursed him. He's a curse. Katsav! That's what he said. I said, no. Sometimes parents can call you and say, what are you doing in my college? He says, I'm serving God. I'm doing ministry. Are you okay? Are you mad? God appeared to you and spoke to you. He said, are you mad? Waiting to Abuja, go and serve God in Abuja. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Mommy, God said, Makurdi fire you there. Before I close my eye and open, I go call your pastor. Hello, who am I talking to? This is Mommy Oche. Please, for him it is better because the mother said, I have given you Oche. You know, anybody that your mother called me and said, I have given you, your own are finished because you, they gave me. Like treasure, the mother calls, I have given you my son, pastor. That's why when he missed service, I'm calling him at the house. Where are you? You can't miss church when your mother said they have given me you. You are now here. You belong to me. That one is special case. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And Adam ate. Adam hearing God saying, don't eat. Adam finally ate because his wife said, eat. Honim bebim odogu. Odogu, please. Odogu, please eat the apple. Achalugo. And he ate. You see, be romantic, but don't be romantically foolish. Do you know what I mean by that? I love my wife. Oh, I can play with my wife. But you dare not give me an advice outside the will of God. You can ask her. I will rake like a lion. Why would you say that? Romance has finished. I'm going to my room. By God's special grace. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? No state denying the fact that I'm supposed to be romantic. I would definitely be romantic. Blah, blah, blah. But if anything is not right, I speak out. Because I'm like Christ. I'm not like the first Adam. The first Adam was not filled with the Holy Ghost. Maybe I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I cannot behave like Adam. You know, some women say, Adam, you trust Adam. We were not Adam. We are like Christ in the name of Jesus. That's why most women have given up. And most men have given up. I have a friend who doesn't want to hear woman. If you say relationships, women are stupid people. Useless people. They are all the same. And I say, what of my wife? You say, hey, you have luck now. You have luck. Maybe she have not shown you first, but you have luck. There was a lady that dealt with him. Her name was Amaka. He always used to tell me about it. Not the one in church. He has planned everything with the lady. She still broke his heart. From that day, he gave up. If you even hear Amaka, he used to be scared. He said, pastor, when I hear somebody be Amaka, firstly, I used to like the person, but secondly, I used to be scared. It reminds me. So after a while, I will hate the person. And I will hate women. He's getting old. He's over 40. He doesn't want to marry. Because he doesn't believe in the ministry of women. So it is for some women now. Some women, if they hear man, say, he promising that, say, even if you say, now my mother, I will not marry you. Me. All men, at the year, they say, love me, now idiot now. They're just birds of the same feather. They're liars. Now, so they go talk. Oh, they go still serve you breakfast. Some women have given up on men. Are you aware? Like one time, God helped a lady. She got changed. They asked her, why did you become like this? She said, she was a lesbian before she was changed. She said she gave up on men. That's why she chose women. I mean, you gave up on men. You chose women. See how Satan can make somebody stupid. We can't hear that for a man because we will break your head into pieces. We don't used to ask questions. So I gave up on women. I chose men. Are you mad? You are talking that stupidity. With your strong heart, how did you give up? Women are doing you to your own to do. Hallelujah to Jesus. Imagine Pastor Jose like Richard. That kind of foolish thing. So I'm romantically interested in you. Are you okay? In Remedias, one man, tall, he saw me. He said, hi, you are so fine, young boy. I didn't know anything, no. I said, yes, uncle, sir. Sir, I like you, eh? Good, Bobby, come. I'll be giving you anything you like. Do you understand? Anytime you're hungry, he'll be speaking English for me. One day, I saw him walking like this. I was just watching the way he was walking. And I asked my uncle, this man, he said, hey, that one, Agil. I said, yeah. He didn't tell me, say, my uncle said, what? If you come your side again, one more. Then the next time he saw me, Simon. I said, bros, if I was you, one, your brain will shift. He left our company in a couple of months. He left. He couldn't bear the heat. Only me threatened his life. Don't greet me. Don't call my name. Don't talk to me. That I didn't used to win, so don't even win my... I'm not winning your soul. I used to win, but I actually didn't want to win that soul. I mean, I decided that God give another person that soul to win. Don't come to my church. Don't come to my... Just be on your own. Now, I'm not doing that now. That time, I know I was avoiding him like that. How can you be talking to me like that? Hello, don't ask me for soap. Don't just give sign language. I want. Don't talk. How can a man say, hey, are you mad? That's why even in church, when I sense any man having any clue of anything that connects to a woman, I used to punish them. I'll say, roll your head on the ground. Don't be rolling down. Be rolling. I will oppress you till you feel like a man. Is it me? God made me. God gave me women vibes. Which God? Which God? Is it? That's how I grew to see myself, sir. I grew to see myself walking like this. You grew to see yourself walking like that. Change the way you walk. Foolish, because white men sat down and say, and white say, me, I like Oyinbo people, they don't have problem. See, you can be white and have black brain, dull brain. There are a lot of dull white guys. Do you know that? They are not the most intelligent people in the world. I hope you know. In almost all the phases of life, I will not say black men, Africans are almost ruling everywhere. I stop. Don't be foolish. Wow, the U.S. president one time said something unbelievable. I said this one is there's Eba on his brain. Somebody says he's a U.S. president. I said there's Eba inside his brain. He's not intelligent. We revolve as the world revolves. How can we be revolve as the world is revolving? Are we not the ones that determine the revolution in the world? That means if a man wakes up one day and says, I want to marry a chicken, we should agree. I hope you know today there are some people who have married their dogs. And have willed all their properties to their dogs. If you want to make the money, just go and become a nanny to the dog. So that when she dies, you kill the dog. And I tell you, make heaven. How can dog take $14 million? You are alive. What does dog want to do in $14 million? Roast the dog and eat. Break the jugular. Chop it. In fact, let nothing be wasted. We'll sell the dog meat if you don't eat the dog. There are people like this. They are liberals. Why is it that if they are fair, why did they not allow stealing? Because people are growing to become thieves. Allow stealing and killing. But they choose particular thing they want to allow. And they are infiltrating the minds of some Africans, making them feel like they are low class. They should just abide in their values. Don't be foolish. Except you know Christ, you don't know what is truly wrong from what is right. We know the word of God, and that's why the Bible says we are the light of the world. Can we say that in the TPT before we pray? Give me that part of scripture in Matthew 5 from verse what? 14. Give me in the TPT. I like how the TPT says it. And I want us to read it out loud. Are we together? As we pray. One to go. Everybody, let's read together. One to go. Next part of scripture. Can I have this in the MSG version? The message rendition. Give me from verse 14. One, two, read. You are here to be light. Bringing out the word. God called us in the word. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. It's not a city to be kept. That's why I'm shouting this wonderful morning. Are you not feeling ignited hearing this thing about God this morning? Let's even see from verse 12. Keep it from verse 12. It says, you can be glad when that happens. Give cheer. Even for though they do not like it, I do. And all heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Let's borrow scripture. Meaning when they persecute you. It then says, let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be what? Salt seasoning. That brings what? Salt seasoning that you don't add salt to anything, it is useless. How many of you have eaten jollof rice without salt? How does it taste? It is only men that will raise their hand because women can never do that kind of thing. Only bachelors. And that's why you should get married very, very soon. If you eat jollof rice without salt, it is like something that is very useless. You don't know where the taste is coming from, where the taste is going to. The taste has no magnitude and direction. Salt brings the beauty of any food on the face of the earth. In fact, you can cook certain things without any other thing but not salt. Except you put salt. Every other thing you put will not find expression. Salt gives expression. Am I saying the right thing, women? Because only women will understand. I don't know why men are shouting here. Salt. If you put Maggi without salt, Maggi will not manifest rightly. Huh? It's okay. Do you understand? I'm trying to explain to you. You may not be living in the dustbin, in the physical, in the spiritual. You stay inside that basket where they front of house. That's where you are. No insult. Meaning God wants you to be impacting godliness to your community, to your family, to anywhere you find your place. Yesterday, I was talking to my tech guys. I said to them that if two people are skillful, one is a believer and one is not a believer, when we're having our meeting, two people are skillful, one is a believer, one is not a believer. God! Let's say all of them now understand the same programming language. Good in AI, IoT, and whatsoever. He's good in the same skill. And now, God has to pick one person. The two of them are very skillful. God will pick the one that has his interest at heart. Because God knows that if I pick this one that knows me, when he goes up there, he will shout my name in that high position. But this one that does not know me, anything he gets as money in that high position, he will squander it and useless himself and even kill himself. Money, alright, is a tool for manifesting, helping to reach out to purpose. Without purpose, money is useless. If you see people who don't have purpose in life, they use money anyhow. They are the ones that do dorime. Because they don't understand the value of money. No matter how much I'm a millionaire, I will never use 50,000 to buy Croc shoe. No matter the billions in my account, I can never carry my money, 50,000, and buy a shoe that has crocodile mouth. Why? Why would I do that? Except everybody in the world that finished eating food. I was sitting in Modern Market to buy suit. That time, it was 40,000 or 50,000. So the man was packaging it for me when a young boy entered. He said, sir, the thing don't come. He said, yes. Say, how much? 40,000. I said, call your account number. I looked at the slipper. I couldn't wait for the guy to go out. I was just looking at it. And I carried my phone and snap. So in case he goes, I said, sir, wait. See, now this thing then, buy. How much did you sell? I didn't get. Did he buy two things or three things? I said, pastor, now crock on. And I saw what they sell up. I said, sir, you sell this kind of thing 40,000? He said, yes, sir. Sir, it's not for you people. We buy it for certain kind of people. Sir, I don't want to say some kind of things there. I said, which kind of people? He says, I'm here of Yahoo. You see, they just scam people's money. They don't know how to use money. They were not ready for the money. When they collect it, they don't even know how to use it. That's why you see a small boy that just make money from Yahoo. The next thing is Benz. It's a pseudocode. The next thing is Benz. And some of you are feeling like you want to die. See my mates, they drive Benz. You want to drive the Benz, go and drive. Shebi, you don't like your life now that you are eating fried rice in your mother's house and enjoy yourself. You want to drive Benz? Go drive now. The Bible said the wicked runneth, nobody is pursuing them. That's why they are not hardworking. You see, if you know you will make it, there's a way you'll be hardworking. You'll be doing it because you know you'll get that money there. You'll make it big time there. But if you don't have faith, you'll make it, you cannot work well. That's why the Bible says faith without work is dead. I know I've become a billionaire in this field and I'm sleeping anyhow. A dream is not what you see when you are sleeping. A dream is what keeps you away from sleeping. There's a saying that says that. If you truly have a dream, you will not be snoring anytime, every time in the night. Hard work is in God. Paul said, I labor more than they all. So God will pick a Christian who has his interest, not just a mere Christian, the one who has his what? Interest at heart, and put him. Because he knows that this man will reciprocate the kingdom in that place. This is why God wants you on top. People of God, are you hearing me? Yeah. On top of ICT, God wants you there. On top of medicine, He wants you to make those decisions that will influence the world in his direction. On top of education, God wants you to become the VC one day. So that when you become the VC, you can take certain decisions that will bring his government to the edge. God wants you in charge. He said, I want you above only and never be next. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why we work hard. That's why we are pessimistic about life. I was telling leaders yesterday, in life, if you are not a fighter, you will never win. You must be fighting. And it's a good fight to lay hold of what Jesus has given unto you. Because thought of disappointment will keep on coming. Satan will keep on suggesting you are not qualified. You will not get it. In fact, at some point in life, you will be wondering, where am I? Where am I going to? You are going somewhere. Read the Bible. That's your direction. Remember what I told you before? A pilot is in the plane. He doesn't... Do you think there's traffic? There's road safety in the air? Nobody is showing him direction. There is no demarcation there. He is only trusting what he learned in physics. He is looking at the compass, the whatsoever, trying to study. Okay, now we are northeast, 30 degrees northwest. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He is turning like that. He gets to America. No matter what is happening up there, a little wind, you will still force the plane in that direction of where it's going to. Trusting the map, trusting the compass. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? No matter what you feel as a Christian, if you feel you are not going anywhere, check the word of God. Keep on speaking it. Because as you are speaking God's word, that's how your life is going in the direction. He said, if you meditate upon the word of the Lord day and night, you will cause your path to be what? Prosperous. You shall have what? Good success. Oh my God, you can never fail. Say, I can never fail. They say they used to use Satan to get to the top. People of God, do you know who God is? That somebody is threatening you with Satan. They say they used to shed blood to God. You know who God is? One time somebody was talking to me and said, pastor, be careful with those people. They are into witchcraft. They are using charm. I said, see, may God forgive you. Do you know who you spoke to? Is it because I did not carry one iron and I hit it on the ground and tied one vine down, or I put one red skirt, that you think I'm not powerful? Some of you have been deceived that somebody in the height of spirituality is just funny high priest, a bit chief priest you used to see in Hollywood movie. So that when they come one day to the front of your father's compound, Kelechi, be warned. Kelechi, the gods are angry. Kelechi, you will die in 3 days. You know, say, I beg. What? They told you such a thing. Forget that we're not tighting red bandana like foolish people, or wearing skirt like mad people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or wearing singlet and putting one collar knot by the side, and the casket of cascading of snails and crocodile head and all those stupid smelling things. Do you know what we are fortified with in the realm of the supernatural? Karu Brigadias Kafelish Limbrondingandesh. You know what we are fortified with? Hebrews 12, as we close. A good preacher ends 3 times. This is the 3rd time. Give me that part, Nathaniel. You know the part. From verse what? He said, you have come to Mount Zion. You are not traveling there. You have arrived. How many of you are in Christ Jesus? You have arrived. You have arrived. He said, but you cannot have it in the TBT. Except it's not there. In the TBT. He said, but contrast. Contrast to something happening in the Old Testament. He said, we have already come near to God in a totally different realm. We have already. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We are not going, no. We have already. He said, we have already come near to God in a totally different realm. What is the realm? The Zion realm. For we have entered the city of the living God. Amakusalaha. We have entered. Tell somebody, I've entered. Look at how fortified you are. Somebody is threatening your father, and you are in the house. They say people cannot sleep. You are doing night vigil. Tell everybody to sleep. Make incantations. What are your incantations? Kaparu katelish. Capital little tongues. Just for like 10 minutes, sleep. That will set the whole of hell on fire. He said, for we have entered the city of the living God, which is the new Jerusalem in heaven. Now on the earth, we have entered in heaven. We have joined the festal gathering of myriads of angels in their joyous celebration. Can I have this in the message? It is a funny way. I saw it one time. I couldn't stop laughing. He said, now that's not your experience at all. You have come to Mount Zion, the city where the living God resides. The invincible Jerusalem is populated by throngs of festive angels. Festive angels. Interesting angels. You need to see these angels. Some of them have things in their hands, gold. You know, they are the kind of sculpture around them. The Bible said there are plenty around you. Not small. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? I feel like jumping. There are plenty of them. See it by faith. We walk by word, not by sight. Go back to the TPT. Elisha was so confident when millions of soldiers, thousands of soldiers surrounded him to kill him. He was still warming himself. Singing, you are worthy, oh God. Angels are singing, you are worthy. The boy didn't know. Master, he was shaking. He didn't hear the praise of his master. Master, they are everywhere. Soldiers, you are worthy, oh God. Elijah is still singing. The next thing Elijah said, God, open his eyes so that he will see. Let him see the source of my confidence. Let him see why I'm confident in this kind of situation. When they said they are coming to kill you in 3 days, you need to show them why you are still eating rice. Why you are still eating pounded yam. Are you going to get on? The 3rd day, there's a party. You throw a party. You are eating pounded yam and egusi soup and chicken. But they are coming. See, they are not worthy of our fast. We don't fast to kill Satan. We fast to build faith. It's too small. Next part of scripture. It says, and as members of the church of the firstborn, all your names have been legally registered as citizens of heaven.
Ay, oh my God.
You have been registered, though. You don't like this type of message. It's the one that they say is your name in the book of life that you like, so that you start crying. Now we are saying, as Christians, how many of you are born again Christians? If you are not born again, don't raise your hand. Be born again after this service. But if you are born again Christian, the Bible says your names are legally registered. They are papers. Your papers are complete. Satan cannot stop you on the road. And we have come before God, who judges all, and who lives among the spirit of the righteous, who has been made perfect in his eyes. Next part of scripture. It's, and we have come to Jesus, who established a new... You have come to Jesus. You have met Jesus. A new covenant with his blood sprinkled upon the mercy seat. See where you are. They say they have sprayed blood. You are where the blood of God. They say, yes, they say they kill cow and put under the ground. That's why their business is working. They pour the blood of God upon you. In fact, your blood now. That song, he said his blood flows through our veins. You don't drink it. Your blood, your new blood is his blood. As somebody, no disease can work in your body. Every disease is in the blood. No disease is in my body. Not even one. No disease is in my system. By his stripes. You need to see what we call stripes. The bone of Jesus was coming out. The sides, his hips, broken by whips. And he said, by that reason, you are made whole. Is that not enough reason never to be sick in your life? I can never be sick in my life. I refuse to be sick in the name of Jesus. See, we are spirits. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, when men say there's a casting down, men, he called them men. He said, we are not men, no. We are spirits. Spirit that have a body and are walking upon the face of the earth. He said, a born again man cannot be understood. He's like the wind that flows from the north to the south. No one knows where he's coming from and where he's going to. Don't allow anybody to intimidate you. I know when I say spirit, you are thinking of ghosts. It's not that ghost in Hollywood movie. Jesus resurrected a spirit, yet he ate food. Don't think because you are eating food, you are not a spirit. The real spirit eat food. We are spirit that have a body. When God created man, there was nobody. He said, let us make man in our image and likeness. That man was created, yet there was nobody. Then when he formed man, this is our form, this is not us. Man was created spirit. The form of man, his spirit now entered the body. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A man became a living soul. So you are not the flesh. You entered the flesh. And are living on the earth through the flesh. When men say there's a casting down, we say there's a lifting up. My goodness, there is no chief priest that can come near you because you are seated with the high priest. Ah! Above principalities, whatever they are doing for their business to work, for them to be promoted, it is too small. Our sacrifice is weightier. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I think Christians have ignored this sign for too long. That's why sometimes, out of desperation, naiveness, boys are going out there to kill rams and make money. Listen, the blood of Jesus can give you hard-earned currency. Hard money, it can give you dollars. Are you listening to me? You plead the blood. You speak it. You say, by the blood, I am qualified for the millions, for the billions. In the name of Jesus. Blood has been spilled for me, so my business is working. Because by these precious promises, I have received everything from life and what? Godliness. And in the name of Jesus, I'm getting to the highest phases of life. I'm contending with the best. I have all my needs met. That's how you speak. Blood has been spilled for me. Blood that continues to speak from heaven, even till now, is speaking. Forgiveness, a better message than Abel's blood that cries for the earth, justice. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 25, make very sure that you never refuse to listen to God when he speaks on the strength of this sacrifice that have been offered to you. Now stand up, let's pray. There's too much There is too much. There is too much for you to miss. To miss out in this glorious. You know, go back to Matthew 5 where we were. There's too much. You are the light of the world. Adding God call us to the earth. And a message rendition. Adding God call us to the earth. Are you here tonight? If you've heard enough from the devil and are ready tonight because of what you have heard, pray. And insist. I've had enough. I now understand that I've received everything I need for life and godliness. Now pray that from the depth of your heart.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.